To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results after an accident. Before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
New York sports is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. WFAN is the only place where Yankees, Mets, Giants, and Jets fans come together and sound off. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Yeah, the Yankees play tonight, and by the time you hear this sound, you should be in your seats. You should be seated. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, right? Yeah. They got to come to us. The Red Sox got to come to the boogie down. How many postseason starts has Garrett Crochet made? All right, let me chill. I was talking about the Jets. I was talking about the Giants. Young Jack out in Brooklyn on the Fan first. Go for it, kid.
How are you, Keith?
Good. How are you?
I honestly don't even want to blame Aaron Glenn at this point. He's preached the penalties. He's preached the garbage, the turnovers. He brought the rest to the preseason. There's nothing you can do about that. It just keeps coming, dumb, off penalties for no reason for the defense. I don't know what they're doing over there. Guy Wilkes, he's supposed to make the defense better. They have the talent, they have the tools, they don't look right. They can't play the man and blitz. It doesn't work. The one-on-one coverage keeps getting cooked, and I don't know what to tell you. It just looks terrible and terrible every game.
I knew they weren't going to win that game. I saw the same thing as you, and I was just putting my notes together for the show. Every time I looked up, I'm like, they're missing tackles. They're being out-schemed, misdirection. Somebody's coming open. Steve Wilkes might just be past his prime. You know, this might be one of his last years having a job in the NFL. Another thought that I had was they're at home, and they're fresh. You know what I'm saying? They didn't play since they lost on the 18th, Thursday Night Football. Like, that matters in the NFL, you know?
And they didn't even play bad in that game, so they came in with confidence, and then once the Jets gave up that first turnover, there was no looking back from there.
That was the swing. That's the momentum swing early. And like I said, imagine if Tyreek Hill played the whole game. Tyreek probably would have had Hundo, Tutty.
Easy. And also, one other point. I think they just got to trust Fields' arm more. He's throwing the ball pretty decently. 16 of 22 for 220 yards isn't a bad game with no turnovers.
It's not bad. It's not bad, but, like, they want to establish the run. Maybe if they try to get more downfield throws, but there were, like, two throws that I can remember where I'm like that ball's got to be in there. It's an open receiver, Garrett Wilson. There was, like, a curl route that he missed, and it's just, like, some of the simple throws he makes look difficult. Like, he's got to make the easy be easy.
100%, but on the play, with the running working, they could run the play action on that drive over the line, no huddle. You get Mason Taylor and a couple plays off the play action, and then you just got to look for Garrett downfield. That's all I got to say.
Thanks for the call, Jack. Keep the hope alive. Like I said, the schedule will soften up. You got to keep coaching them up. I don't know what to tell you guys because that was the whole thing with Aaron Glenn. Coaching, right? And this is somebody that looked at all the film of last year and talked about the lack of coaching. It's one thing with Jeff Ulbrich, but not for nothing, Rob Saleh's defense – look better than this. I know there's some It's not only the X's and O's. It's the Jimmys and the Joes. There's some different bodies out there, some different suspects out there. They got to fix it. I don't know what to tell you guys, man. It's just the same. Oh, Jets, we got to bring back Uncle Craig used to do. It's just the same. Oh, Jets, and you know what we're about to hit tonight. There's going to be a point in time where I do the Mets fans for Yankees. King George from the BX.
King George from the Bronx.
Yes, sir.
And when are you, Zoo, and I going to go to Cats? Because you got to try.
You tell me. You tell me. Did you and Zoo coordinate? You waiting on me to confirm?
I spoke to him. He said you're going to coordinate. I don't know who's going to do what.
Okay.
But great minds think alike, because I called before you even mentioned the turf. Too many people get hurt on that turf. What's his name?
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers and T.J. Watts got hurt on that turf.
Yeah, the D.N. Phillips from the Dolphins. Sterling Shepard, Odell Beckham Jr.,
Malik
Nabers, Saquon Barkley.
It's as bad as that old Astro and Poly turf they used to use.
I don't know if it's as bad as that. That was like being on asphalt, but like it's not good because these guys' cleats and they're explosive athletes and their muscles and the way that it snags their cleats. It's like when I saw that play with Malik Nabers, I'm like, come on, man. This is one of the best young receivers in the league. And, like, he couldn't move. And I'm like, that's a non-contact injury caused by how his cleat got caught going up for that ball off the turf.
Yeah, they got to get rid of it. I mean, what's wrong with using real grass? They could afford
there's
it.
There's some places. Cleveland has grass. I think Jacksonville, Tampa. Climate obviously helps for Jacksonville and Tampa. Not Cleveland, though. It's cold out there. It's you know what it is? It's because it's a multi-purpose stadium. King George, let me know when you want to eat, man. When you want to pay for me to go to Cats. It can't be on a Monday through Friday night because I'll be here or getting ready to come here. A Saturday night, me, you, and Zoo. I don't go over there. It's too touristy. I've never ate there. I've walked past it. I've driven past it. That's like a main tourist spot. Like there'll be a line out the door. There's a bunch of other places to eat. But I'll go with you if you want to pay for me to go. If you want to meet me there, sure. Sign us up. What was I about to say, though? Yeah, MetLife, especially with the World Cup coming, we saw them put green grass out there this summer because they had the like prelims or whatever they did. Remember my Brazilian friend that called to tell us about the Brazilian soccer team when the Eagles and the Packers played last year out there, and she called and told us about the rivalry. She went. She grew up around the Palmeiras team. It's a green team in Brazil. They played last year, and when the World Cup comes here, they'll bring that carpet right, or they'll bring that carpet out and that grass right in. I don't know. It'd be something to look into for the Jets and the Giants, but that's the thing. The Jets and the Giants play there. Taylor Swift's going to play a concert there. Kendrick Lamar played there. They need to, turn that into, I don't know, Monster Truck Fest 2026. So they keep the turf and they just cover it. And I guess it's too expensive, or whatever. But I think it's something they really should look into because it's sad to see players go down like that and lose their seasons. Shout out to my boy Dane who just hit me. I'm like, bro, Dane just hit me. And he's like, great monologue on the Giants, sad about Nabers. And I'm like, yo, it sucks that he had to play with all these whack QBs that really, in his first year, Tim Boyle, Jackson Dart, Tommy DeVito, Daniel Jones. Now you got the swaggy, drippy quarterback that's going to obviously try and get you the ball and need you, right? Any quarterback needs a number one wide receiver to make it a little easier on him, and now Nabers isn't available. So who's stepping up? Jalin Hyatt, obviously Darius Slayton, Theo Johnson, Wandale Robinson, full steam ahead for the Giants going down there. And that's another thing. He gets hurt before they go back to Louisiana, right? Before he goes back to the Superdome where he played as a college student. It's tough. Tough. Like, the Jet fan knows that. I think I talked about how, they won a game and they lost AVT last year. Or even Aaron Rodgers, as we bring it right back around to King George.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You beat the Bills that game, but you lose Aaron Rodgers for the season on the turf. Somebody do something over there at East Rutherford. 888-808-1019. Now, I was starting to get into a little bit of the Yankee rant, and I will because, you know, I was waiting. I knew I'd hit the football and see if anybody bit on the football. And we had a couple calls. But I understand Jets fans might just go to sleep after that. And Giants fans now, maybe it's worn off a little bit. Sunday, it is now Tuesday. But there were a few things from that game. More, if you want to speak on it, I'm here for you. Shout out to Andrew Thomas. I already gave shout outs to the Giants defense. Sexy Dexy. Ooh, almost with a big man TD. Anyway, the New York Yankees play postseason baseball tonight, and I feel a bunch of different ways about it. I'm nervous, but I'm not. Like I'm anxious, but like I'm ready. I'm nervous, but I'm not. Like, I have confidence in them, but I also know that, like, Garrett Crochet is who he is. That's why I was like, how many postseason starts has he made? What team has he led through anything? Or he was on the White Sox pitching in relief, I think I looked up, in the postseason. And, I mean, if that, I don't even know. Let me go back to my notes, because when were the White Sox in the postseason? I don't think he's done it. But I'm also not going to act like Garrett Crochet isn't Garrett Crochet. Yankee fans watched him serve the Yankees this year. And now the conversation is about the lineup. And if we're going to see that heavy righty lineup that we saw, against Trevor Rogers, and if the Yankees want to go, stack these righties against Garrett Crochet to start. And I'm about to get back to the phones, but I'll read what Jack Curry put out there earlier. Yankees projected lineup for game one. Leading off, playing first base, Goldie. Batting second, playing right field, Judge. Batting third, playing left field, Belly. Batting fourth, the DH, Giancarlo Stanton. Batting fifth, playing second base, Amed Rosario. Batting sixth, Trent Grisham in center field. Batting seventh, Anthony Volpe, the shortstop. Batting eighth, Jose Caballero at the hot corner. Batting ninth, Austin Wells doing the catching. Call me up if you disagree with any of those things, and I'll tell you what I think about those things. I think they will try to do this. Right-handed, try to attack Crochet. I think we saw Jazz wear one. Maybe, obviously Jazz is a lefty, and maybe they're thinking, let's buy him some extra time if we can. But I'm sure Jazz, you know, Prince of the City wants to get active. He wants to be in that game. I know a lot of you are down on Volpe, whether it's the defense, whether it's the at-bats. But, hey, Volpe, I literally said the shortstop. He's been the shortstop. The plan is Volpe to start at shortstop. And Caballero, here's where I'm just like, okay, Caballero, and I know we've talked about this, Caballero, in my opinion, is most effective entering the game when somebody gets on base as a pinch runner or as a pinch hitter to work a walk and get a steal and wreak havoc, right? Like when they're not expecting it, boom, here comes this agitator into the game, Caballero, to be the pest, to be annoying AF. And if you start him, I think you just give him a longer leash to get thrown out, longer leash to literally get thrown out on the base pass or thrown out of the game. But I understand it. He's earned it. And like I said, if Jazz can't go, that's one thing. And then also Ryan McMahon, who did, you know, have a decent showing at the end there, but like Ryan McMahon, who's been open about his struggles, he hasn't been that great at the plate either. So these are all things I'm sure they're weighing, but I am not going to trip over the lineup this morning. I'm excited for the postseason. Bring the bunting out. They got the postseason logo sprayed on the field. 608 Yankee Stadium, nationally televised on ESPN. Let the world see the Bronx Zoo. It's time. Let's go to Avery in St. Louis on the fan. What's up, bro? You got it.
Hey, Keith. Long time no speak. How's it going?
Hey, you know, good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to call. Sorry, it's been a little while. I want to say, though, you mentioned something. I got to call you out for it. When I called you back before opening day, I mentioned that I was, quote, unquote, anxious about how the Yankees would fare this season because they needed to show that they could fix the problems they had last year.
Okay.
And you just came on and you said that you're anxious, but you're not about the postseason. And back before opening day, you told me you don't get anxious.
Opening day anxiety and getting anxious for the start of the season versus the first ever three-game wild card. Like I just said, I'm anxious, but I'm not. Like, I think I'm, like, I don't have anxiety. Like, my wife has anxiety, and it took me a while to understand, like, that is, like, a condition. Like, I don't get that. Like, but I'm, like, when I say I'm anxious, but I'm not, like, if they started the game in an hour, I'm getting on the train. I'm out of here. Well, I'm not out of here until 2. But, like, I just want it to start. I just want to get in it and see what happens. It's a three-game set. Let's win it in 2. I'm not worried. The worry will set in depending on, like, okay, if we get in the game and Fried gets rocked, which I don't expect. Fried has a World Series ring. Or if the bats go cold where I'm like, oh, here we go. You know, Crochet is dealing. Then I'll be a little worried. But I'm not worried. It's exciting, right? This is what we do. We go to the postseason back-to-back years. We're used to this.
Right. Well, I like to think of this as, and I like to hope the players think of it this way too, as a continuation of last year's postseason. Like, don't you feel like in your mind, you as a Yankee fan, and by the way, before I say this, are you back on the ride, Keith? Are you back on the roller coaster? Or no?
Of course. It's a different ride. Of course.
Yeah. Postseason ride.
Yeah, it's a new season, and we're still breathing.
I haven't told you in a little while. No, but I like to think that, you know, we wake up every morning as Yankee fans, and you got to admit that you have, right? Saying, oh, man, I mean, not exactly like this, but oh, at some point during the day of the 365 days during the year, at least for me, I still remember watching Aaron Judge drop that fly ball.
Stop. There's no need to go backwards to that. Avery, thanks for the call, my boy. Stop. And I'm going to say this right now. I don't need to hear about blown saves by Devin Williams. I don't need to hear about errors from Anthony Volpe. I don't need to hear about DJ LeMahieu and his at-bats. I don't need to hear about Jazz playing out of position. I damn sure don't need to hear about the fifth inning and Judge dropping a pop-up. The past is the past. They hold the pen. They can write this postseason and get back to the World Series and write last year. R-I-G-H-T. Like, they literally have the pen. They can write a whole new script right now that we have no idea about. Be positive. Look forward to it. Do not hold the past transgressions against them. It, like, we're here, okay? All they talk about, oh, well, Aaron Judge. All right, Aaron Judge, doesn't matter if he wins MVP. He's got to do it in the postseason. Hey, wake up. It's postseason now. Oh, yeah, Aaron Judge, Mr. May and June. Can't do it in October. It's September 30th. If he does it today, it counts. It'll be October soon enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no point in that. There's no point talking about, oh, well, all these games that the Yankees, oh, that Marlins game is really going to come back to bite us. That Blue Jays game is really going to, oh, that game that they should have won 1-0 against the Red Sox. It is in the past. It is over. Let's look forward to this new season. They have been hot. They have been hitting. The only thing I'll say about the lineup is Ben Rice not being in the lineup. A kid from Massachusetts that grew up a Yankees fan, surrounded by Red Sox fans. You know he's going to be geeked up. You know he's hitting the ball 115 miles per hour. But I understand. Left-handed pitcher on the mound. Get to him early and get him up out of the game and have good at-bats and get his pitch count up. And then, Boone, you have the opportunity to play the chess game with Alex Cora. And, Boone, I expect you to win. Because I'm tired of hearing that Alex Cora outmanages Aaron Boone. In the past, I'm tired of hearing, oh, the Red Sox own the Yankees. Well, what have the Yankees won lately? The Red Sox are the team of the 21st century. Yeah, I've seen them get hot with different players on the team than they have now. But that's another thing about the Red Sox. They traded away Rafael Devers, and look where they are. We know, we do respect them. There's a rivalry. We have a hatred for them. But we know, since 2004, we understand, we know. But it's a new year. It's a new season. This is October. This is postseason baseball. Get ready. It's going to be hard to go to sleep tonight. It's going to be hard to work during the day. It's going to be hard to think about anything else but 6:05 first pitch in the Bronx. But as soon as they get going and they hit and they score and they hit home runs and they take the lead and the fans start backing them, that building takes a life of its own. It gets loud and crazy in there. And Boston seems to act like they like to come to the Bronx. They pretend like they love it here in New York. Let's make them not love it. 888-808-1019. Solomon in Brooklyn on the fan. What's up, man?
How you doing, Keith?
Good, good.
One thing is, very soon as Halloween, so happy Halloween before
on the Brooklyn. You said happy Halloween?
Yeah, because it's very, you know, very soon. I don't know if I'll be calling back.
Okay, we have a month, but sure, happy Halloween. Yeah, happy Halloween.
Yeah. Okay, my question is, what is the percentage on the Yankees-Red Sox game? Because I remember 2017 or
2018.
A few years ago. Yeah, 2018 when the Red Sox cheated. What do you think the percentage is right now? Because the Red
that they're
Sox
cheating?
Can't cheat anymore.
I think there's probably 75% chance that they're cheating in some way. There was that little back and forth. Thanks for the call, Solomon. There was that little back and forth between the Angels and Alex Cora. They had an issue during the season. Let's see. Cora was ejected from a game for arguing an obstruction call involving the Angels' base pass block with umpire Alan Porter, marking his second consecutive ejection. Earlier in that game, though, if you remember, something was said to Cora. And I immediately said, they're probably cheating, and they're probably stealing signs. And I don't know. Let me go back and find exactly what went down there and find that video, because there was video of it. When the Angels were in Fenway, somebody brought something to Cora, and he didn't like it. And I mean, once a cheater, always a cheater. Well, he was twice a cheater. He was involved in Houston, and he was involved with the Red Sox. And they brought him right back, of course. Moose is in Jamaica on the fan next. What's up, Moose?
Yeah, Keith, what it do?
Yeah, what up?
Like, Drake, like the ad lib in Drake says, nice for what? Watch the breakdown. The first ever call I ever made to you was in 2024 in May, talking about the Yankees' problems for the 2024 offseason. And I said, I don't even know if we can fix all our problems and still sign Soto. We took plan B. Minus Soto, minus Gerrit Cole, minus half the season of Stanton, minus Heal for two-thirds of the season, and minus Parchment after he started late, after that for the rest of the season. We won the same exact amount of games.
Yeah, we lost Waldo too. Oswaldo Cabrera.
Right, and peak game. This whole big brother, little brother thing, I'm going to put it to rest. I'm my brother's keeper.
Who? They're not.
I'm going to root for the Mets. I can't refer to them as brothers anymore.
They're not. They're barely even like. They're not related to us. They're like distant neighbors. They live down the street. We just share the same land, but they don't even. They don't even have a crib like us. They live way down the block.
Pete, I'm a Yankee fan from Queens. I've been dealing with this, like the scratch was real in the 90s, just since elementary school, bro. Like,
understood.
But at a certain point in time, they disrespected it because the Yankees were always winning. So the beef was deaded. So I became my brother's keeper and started rooting for the Mets when they weren't playing the Yankees because I didn't want to start beef.
Yeah, I was rooting for them this year. I wanted us to have some type of... National League, American League represent. It didn't work out. They had nothing. They got blanked. They got shut out. They couldn't score.
And my heart was hurting for them. Like, y'all just can't get up off the mat. Like, what's going on here? I'm not even watching the Yankee game. I'm not even paying attention. I'm watching the Giants game flip to the Mets, flipping back between that and the red zone. Anyway, postseason. I'll wrap it up real quick.
Okay.
Not worried about Boston. Do they have Roman Anthony? I'm not sure. Garrett Crochet pitching in Yankee Stadium, the Bronx Zoo. The only postseason play he may have had was in 2020 with no fans. He's a stud. He's dynamite. But it's a different animal when every pitch, every swing is like a knife edge of tension. That being said, Judge, members Boston in the Bronx, it's October said, enough said. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Moose. I'm confident in them. They just won 8 in a row at home. You know, they just swept the last homestand. I'm confident in them. I know that they'll get it done. Roman Anthony is not participating. I don't believe he's on the roster. Lucas Giolito is not on the roster. There was a report that Alex Bregman is sick. He had a cold. He came in separately from the team. I don't know if I believe that, though. Bregman, if you're a Yankee fan, I don't have to tell you about Bregman against the New York Yankees. Like, he could have pneumonia and show up and, knock in a run, a base hit, hit a homer, just, like, have good at-bats against the Yankees, play good defense. I'm not sleeping on him. Oh, he's sick. He'll be ready. He'll be ready to go. So, yeah, here we are. You know, Garrett Crochet asked everybody to wear suits, right? Garrett Crochet said it's a business trip. Okay, let's get down to business then. All right, the business you want us to get down to is me trolling the Mets, right? No, I'm not going to do that. No, I will. Not yet, though. Ross is in Bergen County on the Fan. What's up, Ross?
What's up, Keith?
You know. I was about to make a joke about the Mets ticket prices for next year, but I'm not going to do that.
Oh, there's a lot of jokes I want to make, but I love calling the station, and I want to have a career at some point, so I'm gonna leave the jokes alone with this team, man. I'll say this, bro. I'm blessed. My life is blessed to the fact that I could say that yesterday was one of the worst days of my life. The fact that it's all sports-related, I'm genuinely blessed that that's what it boils down to, that sports deteriorate my life that much. Not only the Mets, I lost $7,000 on a parlay because of Elik Iamanor, that receiver on Tennessee.
Yeah.
Five-legger, 4 or 5, all like long shot, 200-plus touchdowns. He's the only one that doesn't hit.
Because he scored on that ridiculous throw last week, the Titans. Don't bet on any of the Titans players to score.
No, I learned the hard way because he was actually, I had one the week before, and he was the only leg that hit. He actually had that nice catch yesterday, too. I think that was the only catch he wound up having all day.
Yeah, plan on the Titans scoring touchdowns.
Well, I had Tyquan Thornton was another leg, so I thought, if he could hit, what can't? And obviously anything on Tennessee. And then the Mets, I mean, was there to say, man? I know I was in your live before today. It's unbelievable that I wasn't surprised by this in the slightest, and yet here I am still, my blood's boiling, skin crawling, you name it. That's what they do. And let me say this, bro. If you... This is your first rodeo as a Mets fan if you didn't see the Reds lose, Mets lose situation happen. Because the whole thing about controlling your own destiny and the fact of the matter being that when it was all said and done, the Mets controlled their destiny.
Had it in their hands. Out, go win.
That's what it wound up being. going into the day, I hear Pete in the press conference, go Brewers. Guess what? Brewers won. You did it. Well, you were talking about go Brewers, and this there's no place we'd rather
they
be.
They went
like
quietly into the night. They had 11 strikeouts.
You're throwing
like
120-plus flyouts. Yeah. It's unbelievable. And you're talking about this payroll, and you don't even have a pitcher that you trust going into a do-or-die 162, so much so that your closer pitches more innings than anybody else on the team. It is unbelievable.
Best pitcher you got.
And no, bro. I see, like, bro, I saw BT put out the tweet last night. The fans did their job, and Cohen did his job. What job did Cohen do? He brought us the five-borough race? Is that what he did? What did he do?
Yeah, I also think it's weird.
It's like that meme. What does he even do?
I think it's weird that people are commending him for Twitter, for tweeting. Like, Twitter's fake. Like, anybody can type something.
He tweets once every 2 months.
Exactly.
You know what? I was knocking him. Yeah, he was ducking the smoke. Because he, for like 2 months, through all the losing, his last tweet was, boy, are the fans quiet when the team produces.
Oh, yeah, funny how that works. When the team hits, the fans are quiet.
Yeah, and then he got quiet all of a sudden after that. Bro, I guarantee you, if this guy's name started with W and ended in Pond, he'd get talked about so much more. Because this is Will Ponian bleep. It is. And now, yesterday marked the end of that five-year era that he was trying to walk. Time after
I've been on that.
Yeah.
I thought that was ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Ross. Like, you can't come in talking about a 5-year window and, we'll win a World Series in 3 to 5 years. 2021, didn't get in the dance. 2022, wild card exit. Padres, remember, check his ears, Buck going out there, picking up the bat and doing all those other shenanigans. 2023, the let it happen Mets. Missed the postseason last year. Oh, my glob. Grimace, the rally pimp, playoff pumpkin, Hawk Tua, Positive Tommy. Everything that you could think of. Let's put a purple seat in the 300 level for Grimace. Candelita, number one Latin digital single. Not Bad Bunny. And I don't know. You guys are bugging out if you don't think Bad Bunny's going to rock the halftime show. Let him hate. Bad Bunny might have the best of all time. Anyway, like, you think he can't do better than Kendrick Lamar did last year? He certainly can. And you don't have to know the words. I've been trying to learn the words. I've been listening to Bad Bunny for years now. I know the melodies. I can come in on every other couple lines. Anyway, back to the five-year plan that Steve Cohen, like, don't do that, bro. This was five, and you missed the postseason. This was five, and before we go to break here, I will read that little blurb that I put out on Twitter and I put out on Instagram. While they have yet to cash in on Cohen's promise of winning a World Series in his first 5 years of ownership, the Mets have inched closer to that goal by bringing in outfielder Juan Soto this winter. Cohen doubled down, saying that his hope is to win 2 to 4 World Series in the next decade. Cohen said that this season, the floor on this team's potential should be a second straight playoff appearance. That's not what happens around here, Stevie. No money can just buy you that, Stevie. You've got billions. You can't even go to the MLB team store and buy a Mets 2025 postseason hat. They're not available, Stevie. So, no, you don't get absolved. Because if this was the Wilpons, they wouldn't get a grace period of 5 years if they talk like that. David Stearns, you guys should be fuming at David Stearns. Well, when we come back, I'll start with David Stearns, and we'll start to line up some of the New York mess. Metsy as it getsy. The LOL Mets. Only the Mets can out-Mets the Mets. You knew they were going to met, and they met it harder than ever. There's so many stats and facts and things about this collapse. Till I collapse, I'm spilling these raps. Like, it wasn't even a collapse. It was a fade into darkness. No, we won't fade into darkness. That is going to be fun. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Now we're talking baseball, Mets, and Yankees. More of that right after this.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
We got some mystical in the system. That's a throwback. And I think Mystical got some sketchy charges. Mystical had a weird case. Why is he around? Certified lovable. All right, we're right back at it. I see y'all on YouTube. Thanks for rocking with me. You know, I do the trolling on the internet because that's what the internet is for. A lot of people troll anonymously, and I used to be an anonymous troll online. I used to actually work for MTV. I used to work for Fubo TV, Roc Nation, and tweet from big accounts. I wouldn't troll from those big accounts, but I was anonymously. I know what that feels like. Like I was the anonymous admin at one point. Now I just send it all from my own page, and whatever it is, it is. And it's fun on Twitter. But I will say this, and I was just talking to Fleegs, like, in my honest like assessment, I knew that it was going south for the Mets. I did not want it to. I thought that they had the players. I honestly thought that between Lindor, Soto, Alonso, guys that you saw do it, Mark Vientos, guys that you saw do it in the postseason, I thought that they would hit. I thought that they would save the day down the stretch. You can't lose 8 in a row in the last month of the season. You can't drop series to the Washington Nationals, the Marlins. You can't. If you want to be a postseason team, this team did not belong in the postseason. The postseason performers that they had did not get it done. And it is unfortunate because I wanted to see the Mets go back-to-back years. That would be a sign of this being a new era. I wanted to see the Mets represent New York on the National League side of the bracket. And we have two teams to watch, two games to talk about at night. But you know what it comes back to? The baseball gods and all of these things we talk about, karma and, you know, there was a whole parade. There was a whole winter meetings parade, and they don't give out rings at the winter meetings. But there were some Met fans, and key word is some, because I'm not talking to all of you. I know some of you are heartbroken. I know some of you are sick still. I know some of you don't even know how to process it. It's been well over 24 hours, and you're just kind of like, that's it? That's it for the season? This first year of Juan Soto? And so, like, I don't troll to troll those people, but there are some people that prematurely celebrate. There's some people that go out of their way to send DMs and replies and take shots and even be personal to someone like myself because I'm a Yankee fan. But then to get overzealous and start talking about how the city's under new management. Steve Cohen is the new George Steinbrenner. The pinstripes don't matter anymore. Nobody cares about Monument Park. The Mets have a better future. Come on. The Mets are building a dynasty. So I saved a lot of that stuff, and I waited. And this was a futures bet that I was just sitting on, waiting for this ticket to cash. I knew it was going to cash. I didn't want it to cash. Honestly, Sunday, I was watching the NFL, and I was sitting there. I'm like, wow, the amount of people that are like, yo, you ready? I didn't want to do it. You know why? Because the Yankees didn't do what they were supposed to do, and it's in the past. But, like, the Yankees were relying on the Tampa Bay Rays to play all their starters and go out there and beat the Toronto Blue Jays. So I didn't really feel like trolling the Met fan. But then there was a couple Met fans that said a couple things. That's my first tweet. I said, I feel like it's bad juju. I feel like it's not right. But you know what? There are some bad apples in your fan base. They don't get it. Maybe they're young. Maybe they're just plumb dumb. Maybe they don't know your own history. And that's what I was talking about. The Mets have to overcome their own history of not going to the postseason back-to-back years. The Mets got to overcome their own cosmic negative pull. And there's no money that can just wipe that away. There's no president of baseball operations that could wipe that away. He's hilarious, bro. I'm listening to him talk today. He's trying to use all these smart words. We're running our analysis and our run prevention and our different processes and our systems and holistically, inexplicably. Bro, miss me with all that. If I'm a Met fan, I'm mad as hell at David Stearns. Because all he did this year was massage that bullpen and give you 47 different pitchers. I don't know if there were even 4 to 7 decent ones that we could line up. You're going to play a game in years. You're going to go back to the 2025 Mets. It's a drinking game. Keep going until you can't name a random guy. Zach Pop, Chris Davinsky, Rico Garcia, Justin Hagenman, Dickie Lovelady. Like, what? That's what you're doing on a team with Juan Soto, Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor, Brandon Nimmo? What? Like, that to me, that's insane. To me, I think that is like, if that was the Yankees, I'm screaming about the Yankees pitching Devin Williams. They went and traded for the best reliever in the game, and they, of course, they're going to pitch him. The Mets are throwing bullpen games with bums. They got bums coming out of the bullpen. They did not go get a starter. They added Ryan Helsley. He was terrible. Cedric Mullins, Gregory Soto, Jose Siri. Not good enough. Not good enough. So at the end of the day, people can be mad at Yankee fans. People can be mad at me. Be mad at the organization. Steve Cohen doesn't get a pass because he sent out a long essay and a tweet. He's the same one that was very smug about a few things, right? He even spoke on Vladdy in spring training. Then he gave you the quote about how many World Series. Don't talk about winning the World Series, bro. We are now at 40 years. 2026 makes it 40 years since 1986. Don't talk about the World Series. Don't talk about the World Series. It's hard to win. We know that over in Yankee Land where it's been 16 years. But yeah, after all is said and done, more is said than done. You know, talk is cheap. You can do all of that celebrating and dancing because Juan Soto is here. Juan Soto didn't even do his dance. Juan Soto put the Met uniform on. He stopped shuffling. He got his money, and there were so many down moments. And that was another thing the Met fan was doing late, celebrating Juan Soto not having a down year. You're having a down year. What are you talking about? Juan Soto's not an all-star. Juan Soto's not going to get to use his superpowers, which is performing in the postseason. We've seen Juan Soto give us ridiculous moments, home runs in the postseason. You're not getting that. So check year 1 out of 15 off the box. And then his agent is the same agent as Pete Alonso. So what does Pete Alonso do? When they ask Pete Alonso about opting out, yeah, I'm opting out. You know why? Because Scott Boras told him, yeah, say it. Everybody knows it. You were opting out as soon as I got this deal for you. You were never opting in to take that. We're going to explore. And you know what? You've got the richest owner in the sport. No qualifying offer this year. Let's see who wants to put an offer out there and if Steve Cohen will match it. If he'll override David Stearns. If he'll say, I don't know, David. Second year on the job, I don't know, David. I don't know if I believe in all of your analysis and processes and systems and run prevention and all that other nonsense that he talks with a straight face in these media sessions. If I'm a Met fan, I'm mad as hell at the organization because I spent money. You got me. Yep. I pulled up by train, by bus, by car. I came out to Flushing. We rocked that place. We had the best home field advantage. It was loud in there. It felt like postseason atmosphere in there. Carlos Mendoza didn't get it done. He either left pitchers in too long or didn't go get them soon enough. And I give him somewhat of a break because of what he was working with, but you're the manager. The biggest mark on this manager is this ship was sinking since June 13th, and there was nothing you could do. You couldn't rally the troops. What goes on in that clubhouse? We're going to find out. We're going to find out. But all that magic from Jorge Lopez throwing his glove into the stands last year and that ride that they went on an opposite thing. They got super hot in 2024 June on. They just got super cold from June on this year. There's not more Mets here. They talked about how many of these games the Mets lost after the eighth inning. It's insane. 0-67. 0-67 this season when trailing after eight innings. The only team not to have a single win in that scenario. That's the Mets. So who are you mad at? They made history. Like, with what they paid in tax penalties on top of that payroll, that's a half a billion dollar team. And you got the Reds dancing on your grave. You got the Marlins taking a team photo like they're advancing to the wild card round. You know why? Because Juan Soto makes more than their whole starting nine. You know, the Cincinnati Reds payroll is $119 million. They're trolling Frank the Tank. They're trolling Sal Licata. Baseball Night in New York, they're on it. The Phillies fans, they're having a blast. They're putting up the banner. Oh, swept the Phillies at Citi Field. What did that do for you? So I'd be mad as hell at the organization because they did everything from amazing day to a Mets house to a mascot race on top of the dance crew they had and LED lights and new food items. And they went and got Juan Soto and gave him a suite, gave his mom a clothing allowance. Well, no new fits for the postseason, mama. No suite to go to for the postseason. 888-808-1019. Started 45-25, the best record in baseball. Finished 38-54, the fourth worst. You want to talk about a boom, drop? You want to talk about a straight drop? A cosmic pull down? It's not just a Yankee fan talking to you. I'm a baseball fan. I'm a radio host. I watched this whole thing, and a lot of times I couldn't believe it. Close games. Close games. They don't send a runner. They don't pinch hit a runner. They lose by one. The bullpen gives it up. They let Helsley go out there and blow it again. Soto give up runs again. I watched them get no hit by Gavin Williams in their building, get swept by the Guardians. Well, honestly, they helped the Guardians get hot. Go look at the Guardians since they came and met the Mets. The Guardians are in the dance. We thought the Guardians, who sold, literally sent Shane Bieber to Toronto. We thought they were cooked. But yeah, like, let this be a moment in time. All money ain't good money. You got Juan Soto. He took the highest bid. He was always taking the highest bid. My joke was he would have played for the Savannah Bananas if they gave him a dollar more. And now you want to tell me Cody Bellinger's going to leave the Yankees to be a Met? Now you're going to tell me Kyle Schwarber's going to leave the Phillies to be a Met? Kyle Tucker. No, that'll be the guy. Kyle Tucker will come and leave the Cup. Those teams are going to the postseason. Those teams have owners that spend money too. Why would anybody want to leave a winning organization that spends money for a little bit more of Steve Cohen's money and have to succumb to this? This is just cosmic negative energy that pulls you down. Can't fire the manager because now you don't want to be the revolving door firing a manager. And who's going to want to come manage the team? It's just all of these things piled on top of one another. And they better sign Pete Alonso. They're not good enough to think about not bringing Pete Alonso back. But I know you're going to blow it up, right? A lot of Mets fans saying, blow it up, blow it up, blow it up. Okay, blow it up and go buy some arms. Whatever arms are out there, you should be interested in. 888-808-1019. King Cohen! The King! Bruce is in Flushing on the fan. What's up, Bruce? I'm not getting you, Bruce. Are you there? going once. Going twice. Got to put Brucey Bruce on hold. It sounds like you were there, but it was breaking up a little bit. Let's go to Eli in the Bronx.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
So, Keith actually met you last year in the playoffs. Looking forward to cheering 203 again, making some ruckus, helping out the Bronx, too.
Yeah, we got to turn up, bro. That's part of it. We are there to help them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But before I get to my Yankees play, I just want to say I was there MetLife Sunday. There was a feeling in MetLife, like, I'm only 18, so I can't, you know, I don't remember Eli come starting, but, like, we have a future now, you know.
With new life. Death,
like, just something.
Different energy.
Like, it's not the same stupidity, you know, but to get to the real point.
Hope, optimism. I feel you. I watched.
Yeah, but my Yankees point. Listen, we're starting game one, I think, for the Yankees is going to be the biggest test by far. Garrett Crochet, I think, is the biggest test until you get to the World Series. Just look, it's a wide open, like, the Mariners, the Blue Jays, come on. Really?
It is the biggest test. Okay, so it sucks that the Yankees didn't win one more of those games that they had a lead and they blew, because they would be sitting pretty right now to get back. But you know what? I had also talked about this origin story that they were writing from last year. The course has to be different. They've been hot. They've been winning games. Win the wild card round, then go to Toronto. They've been sitting on ice, beat them, and then it's like you should get back to Dan. They can literally do it. It's right there in front of them, and it doesn't have to be easy. They should get it out of the mud a little bit. They should earn it a little bit. I think it'll make them, you know, better for it.
Whoever we play after Toronto, let's say it's the Mariners, or let's say it's the Tigers.
Would love for it to be Judge versus Cal.
The Mets in September. What do you say?
I would love for it to be the Mariners, so we get Cal Raleigh versus Aaron Judge in a series in real time.
Yeah, that's a good also.
But don't sleep on the Tigers. Don't sleep on the Guardians. We don't know. It's the postseason. That ball can bounce anyway.
We always beat Cleveland in the playoffs.
I'm not worried about either AL Central team. I'm definitely not worried about the lone AL West team. We are on the side of the bracket with the best division in baseball, three American League East teams, and we should have won the division. No one will care that we lost the division if we knock both of those teams out. Thanks for the call, Eli. 888-808-1019. Josh in Passaic is next on the fan. What's up, Josh?
Yo, Keith, what's doing, man?
You know, doing the show. Been a minute, you know, just trying to catch up on some things.
Hey, so the big thing, obviously, is Stearns. And you talk about, like, Mets fans, how they're devastated, how they can't remember the last worst day. I don't know why it's usually, like, you saw this coming for so long. Why you like that? Like, because you thought maybe they come back. Like, come on.
You got to believe. You got to believe. That's the slogan.
Of course you did. You got to believe, but not, you know, you don't believe when you
see. You got to believe what you see.
Right?
You got to believe what your eyes are showing you. I got on this airwaves and said, you don't have enough. You don't have enough pitching. When they didn't trade for a starter, I'm like, how? The math isn't mathing. Okay, you're going to go to the kids. Yeah, these three kids are going to come up and carry you. One, maybe one out of three.
But again, with kids, before you get to the pitchers, let's just go back to here. Let's trust if we have 19 prospects, a few of them will turn out great. So why didn't you sign hitters? You know, we talk about how great the Mets, how great it would look with the Mets. Corbin, Alonso, Lindor, and Soto, but you leave a black hole at the end. Oh, let's go put Tyron Taylor
Not good enough if you're supposed to be big brother in the Mecca. Not good enough if you're supposed to be this high payroll team that's supposed to be challenging the Dodgers, right? Getting back to the end. Not good enough.
Let's throw in second base rotation of rookies and, you know, or Jeff McNeil.
Yeah, Cunha.
I think they'll all combine into one and one guy will pop out. And let's look at the starting rotation. Why get an ace? When if you look at, like, the last years, you mentioned, you know, two opposites.
Turn Clay Holmes into an ace. Yeah, Clay Holmes have a better season than Max Fried. You know what? We'll give Frankie Montas a whirl. Why not?
Wait, this team is running on, the way you're building team is running on being hot. So last year you got lucky and you got at the end of the year, and then that was good for you. And after June this year, they did the beginning of the year. But the way it works with these teams, that when you have just random players doing great, there's a limit to how much it will be. I understand those injuries, but still a lot of that roster left. There's the main thing of leaving that big black hole at the end of the lineup until it's all in Stearns. You don't put a small money guy with a guy that
he's got to adjust. He's young.
Mix, even though
he's got to adjust to the New York market and what works here, and like I said, it's laughable, all these random names that he brought in for the bullpen, like he was doing some. Yeah, I guess they were barely getting by, but it wasn't good enough. Thanks for the call, Josh. 888-808-1019. We're going to break it down, and I'm going to flash back. I'm going to send Fleegs some of the things that I said. Only two. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not really gloating or, like, you know, reveling in this. The Yankees have their own fish to fry, and I understand the Yankee fan might get it back if we lose this wild card series to the Red Sox. History tells you the Red Sox knocked the Yankees out. History tells you that the Red Sox get hot every couple of years. This could be another year that they get hot and get back to the World Series. Fully aware of that. But for all that was said about Soto and King Cohen and Big Brother, Little Brother, and no biggie, and the power of positivity, and, I mean, even step out of WFAN host. Like, I stopped. I had a bunch of bookmarks and screenshots of randoms, anonymous people, trolls. And as I was going through them, I'm like, I'm not even going to give y'all the satisfaction. I'm not even going to give you the attention, the views. I'm not even going to use some of the stuff that was said to just little old me. I'm just going to go with public things that were out there, public jokes that were out there. And the world is laughing at the Mets. The Mets are a public joke. The whole baseball universe is laughing at the Mets because they found a way to not make the postseason after basically celebrating the World Series, signing Juan Soto. Most people can't believe it. The worst team money can buy, one of the worst collapses in the history of sports. It's tough. You got to wear it, and you got to hope that there's an origin story for you after this, that they do shake up this team. Maybe they hire a GM. Maybe somebody comes in to help Stearns, somebody that knows New York more. Maybe they hire some coaches that know New York more. Maybe some former players. Maybe there is light at the end of the tunnel that you have to go through this. You still have Juan Soto. You still have Lindor. Maybe they bounce back next year with a vengeance and get it done because it's year 40. Who knows? We'll flash back to some old clips. We'll continue to talk about the Mets and the Yankees, who are about to host the Boston Red Sox in game one of the wild card round at 6:08 p.m. We'll have coverage here on The Fan a little bit before that. And then, yeah, it's on and popping, man, in the boogie down. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.